Well, if you look at the national polls, it seems like a minority government will be formed on October 19th. Hard to say, but it does have some people asking political hopefuls, who would you be willing to work with once in the next parliament? Now, we're going to play you a recording from Vale Mount Community Television as a candidate's debate for the Prince George, Peace River, Northern Rockies riding. And you'll hear a question. After the question, you'll hear from the NDP's Kathy Dickey, followed by Liberal candidate Matt Shaw and Conservative candidate Bob Zimmer. Here's the tape from Vale Mount Community Television.
My question is, how are you standing at being a part of a coalition government in Canada after this election?
Thank you. Why don't we start with the NDP this time?
In terms of, that's a difficult question to answer because you're kind of looking into the future. Well, you know, I'm sure every one of us are running to have a majority government. But in terms of the coalition, again, we need, for the good of this country, we need to work together. So, again, we need to work together. That means a coalition. Again, we need to work together. And again, the Conservatives had a majority government, and look what happened. Look what has happened to Canada. Again, so it could have been a lot better if we did have a coalition government.
Thank you.
We really have to go to a proportional representation system. This system is a dinosaur, and everybody knows it. And it's one of the reasons why people feel like their votes don't count, and there's a lot of voter apathy out there. And so one thing, the Conservatives, I bet they'll win a minority, and nobody will work with them. And so they will have the chance to form the government, but nobody wants to work with them. And so probably what will happen is we will have some sort of a coalition. And I think that that's actually a good thing, and I would like to see that.
Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, well, we've actually had experience at this. So I have always said, if it's a good idea, it's a good idea. If it's a bad idea, it's a bad idea. So I won't presuppose to not work with any of these parties, like to hear a mandate to say, I'm never going to work with that person. What if it's a good idea? You know, I guess I'd like to be more open to if it's a practical good idea for Canadians, then we'll do that. We worked as a coalition for many years at the start. This was before I was in. And worked with the other parties. And, all things considered, if you really see the way committees work in Ottawa, especially our Ag Committee, for instance, we look to get agreement from all parties before we write a committee report or the rest of it. We'll try and come to a consensus. We really do try and work together on that side. So that's the reality of it. So I just wouldn't presuppose not working with anybody. I would just say that I think we need to be more practical like that. If something's good for Vale Mount, and I need to bring that forward to Ottawa, then I'm going to work with whoever to make that happen for Vale Mount. So I think I'm practical that way and would see it that way. I think the current system, with all its flaws, it still picks the local person for the job. And I think we should stick with it for that reason. Thank you.
All right, that was Conservative candidate for Prince George, Peace River, Northern Rockies, Bob Zimmer. Before him, we heard the Liberal candidate, Matt Shaw. And off the top, we heard from NDP candidate, Kathy Dickey. And many thanks to Vale Mount Community Television for providing that clip for us this morning. Now, you heard both the NDP and Liberal candidate hoping to avoid a Conservative majority government. And that's something Rishan Greenlees is also interested in. She's urging voters to throw their support behind whoever has the best chance of accomplishing that goal. She's a Prince George-based organizer of the Vote Together campaign, and she's with me in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Russell.
Give me an idea what Vote Together actually is trying to accomplish.
Well, it's a national campaign designed to help Canadians defeat the Harper Conservatives. We're asking Canadians to vote together for the candidate in their riding who has the best chance of defeating the Conservatives. So to do this, we're raising money for a local poll so we know based on facts who has the best chance. And you can donate to that poll at votetogether.ca under the Prince George Caribou Riding. Mm-hmm. Donate to fund local poll.
Why do you think that, for example, the Greens, the people who support the Greens or the people who support the Liberals would be willing to abandon their party and go to, say, the NDP, who currently are running in second in the Caribou Prince George Riding? Why do you think they should do that?
Well, our most recent polling shows that 60% of non-conservative voters are willing to switch their vote in order to defeat the Conservatives. Mm-hmm. So I think people really are willing to work together in order to have a government that best represents Canadian values. And it's really important in this election to put party loyalty aside and vote together in order to defeat the Conservatives.
Sometimes, though, people do find it hard to switch allegiances, you know, because you may want to stand on principle. It's like, I've been a lifelong Liberal or I've been a lifelong NDP and I can't bring myself to vote for anyone other than my own party. It's a matter of principle to vote for their party.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there definitely is people that have really strong party loyalties, but I think if you're voting along party loyalties and it doesn't reflect who's most likely to get in locally, then we're going to end up with another Harper-led government, and I don't think that's good for Canada.
Now, we asked the Liberal candidate in the Prince George Peace River Northern Rocky riding about the notion of strategic voting, or some people call it impact voting, making sure that their vote counts towards a winning candidate. And possibly, I guess it's a bit too late now, of some candidates dropping out to defeat the Conservatives. But here's what he had to say. This is Matt Shaw, the Liberal candidate in Peace River, Prince George, Northern Rockies.
When you actually choose to fly a party banner, what you have to do is you have to make a commitment to that party and to the people who are working for you. So it's not so easy just to arbitrarily say, well, I'm going to drop out. And I think one just has to run a good campaign and let the chips fall where they may. And that's what we're going to do. I think the whole reason I became a Liberal is because I think that it presented a reasonable alternative for the people who are going to defect from voting Conservative this time around. I've talked to tons of people who said they've always voted Conservative, but they're not going to do it this time around. I think voting NDP is going to be a big stretch for them.
It sounds like, in his case at least, that he's not willing to allow his supporters, or the people who have supported him, to go to the NDP. Is it a matter of the parties themselves being kind of entrenched in their positions as well?
That might be part of it, but I do know the dropout date is late September, so there's still 20 days before we vote, and so much can change in that, which we don't really know if it's going to be reflected in the polls or who's going to be ahead. So, I mean, candidates can endorse another one when it comes down to it, and it looks like there's a clear winner, but, I mean, they do want to stay in the race for as long as they can.
Yeah, I'm sure. One of the tricks to all of this is that if you look back over the history of voting, a candidate who has a lead of 10% or better always wins. And the voter turnout doesn't seem to impact that. Whether 20% of the people turn out or 10%, the person, whoever's got a lead of 10% or better always wins the riding. And as I'm looking at some polling this morning, for example, Bob Zimmer right now has 47% of the vote in Prince George, Peace River, Northern Rockies. And if you go up to Caribou Prince George right now, it looks like the Conservative, Todd Doherty, has opened up a bit of a lead over the NDP. He's got a lead of about 12 points over the NDP candidate. This seems like a bit of an uphill climb in both these ridings right now to try and get all that non-Tory vote together. How likely is it to get everybody on the same page who's not a Tory to show up and vote against the Tories on election day?
Well, it's definitely a big push, but again, polls, we don't really have public access to how they're conducted, which is why we're really pushing to conduct our own through LEAD now, so that we know for sure where that information comes from, that it's reliable, it's not skewed in any direction. So lots of people look at national polls, but we really need to look at local polls to have a better idea of who has the best chance to defeat Conservatives.
If your goal is to get one more poll done before the election, how soon are you going to have to get that poll done? How many people do you want to try and contact in this riding, in these two ridings, to get us a good idea of where the actual voting might actually lie?
Well, it has to happen pretty quick. I mean, the funding has to happen by the end of this week. So we have that much time to raise another $1,000. And as to how the poll is conducted, it's done through Environics. So I don't really know the ins and outs of their methodology, but I know they're quite well trusted.
Yeah. All right. So if you want to find out more, you can look for Vote Together and the campaign in Prince George. You can Google that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I just like to say that in the last election, Harper won 100% of the power with just 39% of the vote. And our broken first-past-the-post system doesn't allow the Harper Conservatives to actually reflect most of majority Canadian values.
Rashan Greenlees, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.